Murder by Jesse Goldberg Strassler. At 7:46 p.m., during the second commercial break of Two and a Half Men, Mr. Beagle called 911 to report that something was dreadfully wrong with his wife. It was sadly true. By the time Patrolman Mattingly and Head Detective Yastrzemski arrived at the Beagle estate, Mrs. Beagle was dead. "Poison," said Mattingly grimly, his keen senses picking up a whiff of bitter almonds in the air. "And she also had a piano dropped on her." Yastrzemski nodded. "Murder." "I don't see why you're so quick to rule out suicide," protested Mr. Beagle, scrawling out a quick suicide note and thrusting it at the head detective. Yastrzemski turned her nose up with disdain. "Email me." She turned to Mattingly. "Any fingerprints?" "All over the bench in the key of C." Mattingly shook his head grimly. "Someone's been tickling the ivory in their spare time. But they've neglected the minor keys." Yastrzemski's luscious lips formed a thin line of hate. She popped out her contact lenses, flipped on her prescription sunglasses, and applied a liberal dose of sunscreen to the back of her neck. "Let's roll, Mattingly." "Right," said Mattingly, dropping the bloodstained piano into an evidence bag and slinging it into his coat pocket. He skipped his way down the sidewalk, somersaulted into the driver's seat, and grimly gunned the engine of the hybrid patrol car. Mr. Beagle met the head detective at the door. "You're not arresting me, then?" "Can't," Yastrzemski replied with a sneer. "We need at least four more suspects before your climactic reveal as the murderer becomes adequately surprising. Would you mind staying in town through the weekend?" Worried wrinkles receded along Mr. Beagle's hairline. "I was planning on flying to Jamaica with Patrolman Mattingly's wife on Friday." "Mattingly!" shouted Head Detective Yastrzemski over the idling engine of the patrol car. "Would your wife mind putting off her Jamaican vacation?" "I don't know," Mattingly called back. "She's had her heart set on this trip ever since Beagle invited her tonight during the first commercial break of Two and a Half Men." "Really?" said Yastrzemski, eyes narrowed. She spun around, one hand on her service revolver. "Mr. Beagle!" Mr. Beagle paled. "Is the patrolman correct?" "Yes," whimpered Mr. Beagle. "Then you called the Mattingly residence after the first Two and a Half Men commercial break?" "Yes," whined Mr. Beagle. "And you called 911 to report your wife's death after the second Two and a Half Men commercial break?" "Yes," moaned Mr. Beagle. "You fool!" lashed Head Detective Yastrzemski. "Just DVR Two and a Half Men, and you can skip the commercials!" She stomped out.